Dr. Sivik, taking an office note on patient George Suniga, Suniga, George, George. Date of birth 8/2/1964. Date of service 4/25/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is a 58-year-old Hispanic gentleman who presents to see me to address a possible left kidney mass incidentally found upon a CT of the chest that was ordered at the emergency room. Period paragraph. Past medical history includes recent parainfluenza viral infection, leading him to go to the ER, where the questionable left kidney mass was diagnosed. Next, seasonal allergies and chronic sinusitis. Next, hypertension history. Next, morbid obesity. Next, history of multiple back and cervical spine surgeries. He has currently cervical central canal stenosis that is severe, and he's planned to have surgery on it. Also, he has history of alcoholic cirrhosis, period. Past surgical history includes right hip replacement surgery, partial left knee replacement, back surgery, neck surgery, foot surgery, cholecystectomy, period paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies, period paragraph. Social history, patient chews tobacco, no current alcohol use. He used to be a heavy drinker of beer in the past. No illicit drug use. He works at a movie theater. He's single but has total of 8 kids. Period paragraph. Family history. Mother with history of diabetes, hypertension, anemia, rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's, asthma. Period. Father, history of cirrhosis, alcoholic. Brother, diabetes mellitus type 2. Another brother, alcoholic cirrhosis. Period paragraph. Review of systems reveals occasional headache for which he takes Excedrin, no chest pain, shortness of breath, positive upon exertion. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does have severe constipation. He goes once a week. No diarrhea. He does have nocturia up to 3 times at night. No straining upon urination and complete bladder emptying. No leg swelling reported. All other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include azelastine, cetirizine, Flonase, and montelukast. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils are reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bri bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosal pharyngeal edema, no TP. Paragraph. Neck, supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal S1S2. No members heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visus heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary, rebound or rigidity, extremities. He has no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam. He does have fine tremor in his hands, non-focal otherwise. Period. Paragraph. Assessment or laboratory data available to me include the following. X-ray of the chest shows mild degenerative changes in the thoracic spine and shoulder girdles. CT scan of the chest was done, showed calcified granuloma in the left lung. Questionable mass involving the left kidney. BUN 13, creatine 0.74, sugar was 117, albumin 3.3, AST was 52, ALT 50, white count 5.22 with hemoglobin of 13.2 and CV of 89, platelet count of 124. Urinalysis shows 2 plus protein, more than 180 WBC. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. suspicion for left kidney mass on CT chest. We're going to get a renal ultrasound for better delineation, and we'll go from there. Next, morbid obesity patient was advised to lose weight. Next, possible osteoporosis with skin with the bone density test with the DEXA scan and advise accordingly. Patient will be started on osteovegan. Next, vitamin D deficiency. We assess vitamin D level. We switch patient to D3 K2 supplementation. Paragraph. History of hypertension. The patient is urged to log his blood pressure twice a day before next visit to review home log before deciding on implementing medications. Next, history of cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol use. We're going to recheck his liver enzymes, coag panel, and the fibrosure test. And we'll go from there, period. Paragraph, patient is going to see you back in around 3 weeks. We'll follow up earlier if need be. End of report, thanks.